I'll have a margarita, please. And a drink of his choice for this pretty boy over here. Wow, strong choice. You don't really give off that kind of impression. I'm quite impressed. My name is Rachel. And you? Oh, what a pretty name. Just like you are. So tell me, what is a goody-two-shoes looking pretty boy doing here by himself? I'm here quite a lot, and this is the first time I've seen you around. Let me guess. A friend of yours brought you here to find a date, but then that friend of yours found one for himself first and left with her. And now you're all alone in this place that is way out of your comfort zone. Right on the money, am I? How did I know? Well, that friend of yours is a regular here. I've seen him almost every time I'm here. I heard his name is Mike. Quite a Casanova. And has taken home all of the regular girls here. Well, except for me. It's just simply not my type. And besides, I'm actually a married woman. If you haven't noticed the ring on my finger. Well, at least I used to be. Well, if you really want to know the story, my husband passed away about a year ago in a plane crash while I was pregnant with our first child. And unfortunately, I had a miscarriage a few weeks later because of psychological trauma. Oh, sweetie, don't be sorry. I'm tired of hearing the same reply every time I tell them my story. Anyway, since then, I've been visiting this bar to kill some time with my friends. Although, tonight, seems like none of them made it here. Must be busy with their families and forgot about our girls' night out. So, I'm actually looking to meet a new friend when I saw a pretty boy sitting here by himself. And I meant you, silly. You really are such a sweetie, you know that? Nice glasses, by the way. So, how about you? How about you, pretty boy? What's your story? Aside from your Casanova friend leaving you here to score with a girl. So you're a senior in college taking a bachelor's degree course in IT. Oh, well, just like my late husband. And have I mentioned that he's an alumni in that university? And so am I. Although, you have probably no idea who he is since he graduated 5 years ago, before you probably even started your first year. And as for me, I'm a year younger than him, so I graduated a year after he did. And I remember it like it was just yesterday. It was actually on my graduation day when he proposed to me in front of all the other graduates. I felt like the luckiest girl in the world when he put on this diamond ring on my finger. Oh, you've heard about me. Yes, I was the Rachel everyone was jealous about. Oh, thank you, sweetie. I know, I look stunning. Oh, such a great time. I just loved him so much. He was my high school sweetheart. We did all our first times together. Worked together to have a stable life and was ready to make a family. But I'm sorry, sweetie. I get a little emotional every time I remember everything we've planned together that can never happen anymore. I may just have some regrets. I keep thinking that I shouldn't have let him leave that far with his friends to have a good time. I should have been one of those nagging wives who demands time from their workaholic husbands. Or I should have demanded for him to stay with me instead. I should have been strict. But I just loved him so much that I didn't want him to hate me, but if only. Oh, I'm sorry again, sweetie. This was supposed to be me learning about you, but I just made it about myself again. Oh. Anyways, I'm fine now. I probably just needed to get it out of my system again. Now, I'm ready to listen to you, pretty boy. So, you're already taking your last semester, right? That means that you're going to have your graduation ceremony at the end of this year. That's really great. Although, I'm still wondering, why is such an intelligent looking pretty boy like you have to go all the way here to find a girl? Don't you have enough pretty girls in your class to ask out? Oh, really? Every girl in your class are already taken. I guess I wasn't informed that young girls are very bold these days. Well, you're right. I actually came on to you tonight. Well, I guess I'm pretty bold myself. Anyways, that is such a shame, sweetie. If I was in your class, I'm pretty sure I would have gone out with you. I mean, you actually quite resemble my late husband. Now that I think about it, that is probably why I was drawn to you tonight. Maybe part of me sees a familiar face in you. The shape of your face, and the way your hair falls on your face, and even how every once in a while you push your glasses back onto its place, all feels so familiar to me. Your shoulders and this arms, and God, these strong looking hands. I would kill for these things. Oh my, I may have been quite touchy. My apologies, pretty boy. I guess some memories is just rushing back into me. That's why I'm acting this way. And yeah, you're right. It must have been just this margarita. I really shouldn't have any more of these tonight. You know what, pretty boy? It's getting quite late. Oh, well, 9:30 is already late for me these days. I'm really sorry, pretty boy. I really want to get to know you more, but I'm just not feeling quite well tonight. No, don't worry, I'm still sober enough to drive. Maybe next time, when we meet again, I'll let you drive me home safely. So, see ya, pretty boy, until we meet again. Alright, you haven't gotten my number yet. Well, you know what, pretty boy? I'm here every Tuesday night. When we meet again, I might give you my number. Goodbye, pretty boy.